Hello, everyone. It's Philip D. Keating. And you might be asking, where is your weekly normal episode? Well, we got some news for you. It's not coming out because the file was corrupted and unplayable and unlistenable. So we have to rewrite what happened for the last five episodes of the season and re-record for you guys. I'm sorry, we didn't know this was happening until we went to edit the episode this week. So we lost those, and we lost the Patreon episodes for March. I wanted to give you guys an episode this week. I don't like missing a week. Consistency is really key for us. So I'm releasing the Dragon Con 2019 live show instead. I hope it's to your liking. It is a continuation of the Space Vikings story. If you haven't listened to that, we put those out on the feed a while ago. And there will be a YouTube video for this as well. So if you want to watch it, because we're doing physical gags and we have costumes on, you can head on over to youtube.com/botchpodcast and watch it there. If you don't care about any of that shit, well, at least you have an episode for this week. Sorry about this. It's really frustrated. We're all pretty bummed here at Botched. But the show must go on, and we'll rewrite the ending so it's fresh and new. And hopefully get that next episode out to you guys next week. All right. Enjoy. Start. I just want to let everyone know that tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. in the Hilton Galleria 7 is the Adventure Incorporated podcast is doing a live show down there. And then after that at 10 p.m. we're doing a blood feud between Adventure Inc. and Botched. So it's going to be a battle to the death with our weapons, our trivia questions, I think.
Words. They're words.
You're all fogged up already?
Yeah, I can't see
anything.
Oh,
fuck.
And
then also,
in this room?
Just real quick, because I might be too drunk later, this show was brought to you guys from our sponsors. Oddball Brewery supplied beer. Norse Foundry supplied the dice today. And then Elderwood Academy gave us all some beautiful dice towers. So I just want to say thank you to them and check them out. I think we're ready.
All right. It is a dark time for the Space Vikings. Although the worm spark that found has refueled their spacecraft, Omega's fleets have driven the Viking forces from their hidden planet of Sharara and pursued them across the galaxy. Evading the dreaded Omega Armada, a group of freedom fighters led by Solomon Grundelson are about to embark on a secret mission to find and rethrone the once splendorous king of space, in hopes of restoring order and bringing hope back to the galaxy. The resurrected Lord General Broman, obsessed with finding Solomon Grundelson, has dispatched thousands of Omega Bloodseekers into the far reaches of space. Welcome to the Crystal Ballroom, Dragon Con members. We are Botched, a D&D podcast. I'm Tristan, and as the most functional alcoholic of the group, I will be running the show tonight. Thank you. It's a lifestyle. Players, please introduce yourselves.
My name's Austin. I'll be playing the chief engineer of the space spiking spaceboat, the Eger Jaeger. And I'm playing Basil Fennel Bergamot III. I come from the planet Crunchwook 3, and I'm really into jam bands.
Hi, I'm Dennis, normally the DM on the show, otherwise known as the world's most okayest of DMs. Before I get started, I'd like to ask, how many of you have been to a Botched live show before?
Yes! Did retention.
Raise their hands? Nobody raised their
okay,
hands.
Okay, I can't see. Right. Does anyone listen to the show?
Less people.
Less
weird.
People. Yeah. Still can't see. Still can't see.
People actually left.
Oh, okay. It's over. So I will be playing Yertle the Turtle Rider. I am a chief turtle engineer on the spaceboat. I am originally from Minnesota. And my father was Gamera. My mother was famous space scientist on Turtles. And they went to a turtle, you know, science academy thingamabob, and he can't handle a strawberry daiquiri, so bing, bang, boom, you get a yurtle. I made my own space armor, obviously. It's pretty good. Can't complain.
You look like a rejected villain from the 80s Ninja Turtles.
I don't know. I've seen that movie. I look pretty good compared to that, but okay. Also, I enjoy foreskins, just like turtles. They only eat foreskins. The reason I can't see too well, this is filled with salt water, because everyone knows turtles breathe through their eyes using salt water. I enjoy long crawls on the beach, and I'm always cruising for a cloaca. Oh, ass to mouth. That's a thing, too. Turtles. Your turn.
Don't touch me. Hi, I'm Philip. I'll be playing Timu Birdstorm. I am the head chef here on the Eger Jaeger. I graduated from the Art Institute of Asgard, and I am a Thor's Beard award-winning chef. I like a good clean kitchen. Everything's labeled and nice and put together. In case the SDA comes in, give me inspection, everything is good. And I'm also the head of the armory for some reason, I don't know. Knives and daggers kind of are the same. But that is not my job to assign jobs, it is our captain.
Hey guys, I'm John. I'm going to be playing Solomon Grundelson, captain of the Space Viking space boat, the Eger Jaeger. I assigned the jobs on this boat, and he got the job as chief armorer,
yes,
because the last one died. We had nobody else to replace him. Yes. Fun fact, I hate children. I have eight of them, but I hate them all.
How many of you...
Good start.
Yes. Captain, how many of your children look like you?
About seven children look like Grundelson. Seven of them look like different mailmen. Only one of them actually look like Grundelson. Very, very many mailmen over the years.
We get a lot of mail delivered to our spaceship?
No, it gets delivered to the Space Viking Space Station, where Sheila lives.
In
a big Sheila shack. Looked like she ate a cow inside another big cow.
The funky little shack, the Sheila shack?
Spunky little shack. Yeah.
No.
And that is where 90% of the Space Viking space profits go, is to feed Sheila.
90?
Oh, I didn't tell you guys about that yet.
The other 10% are for foreskins.
Yeah, we have no money.
Whatever.
All right. Underground contacts of the once royal family have reached out to the Odin system. A priority one message flashes over the intercom. General Grunderdad, years ago you served the king in the Omega Uprising. Now he calls to you to help him in his struggle against the Omega Empire. I regret that I am unable to present the King of Space's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring intel to the Valhalla sector has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the Loyalists into the memory systems of your starship's rainbow board. The king will know how to retrieve it. You must see the information safely delivered to him on prison planet 429, colloquially known as the planet, This is his most desperate hour.
Is that the hipster planet?
You'll see.
Okay.
Help us, General Grundledad. You're his only hope.
Cue that beautiful intro.
Thank you.
space Vikings, space, space Vikings. Space Vikings, space, space Vikings. Space Vikings, space, space Vikings.
Hey, Holden System, how long would it take us to get to Planet 429, also known as,
Making jump to printed prison planet 429. Fasten your fjord helms!
What?
Your ship jumps to prison planet 429, colloquially known as the planet, Odin alarms sound across the ship. Tractor beam lock. Tractor beam lock.
Odin, unlock that tractor.
A hailing like channel opens to your ship, and an armored figure appears on screen. Fugitive space Viking vessel, designation Odin 101701. You are found in violation of Omega Space Law Order Number 2, attempting to approach the holding system of the bloodline of the space monarchy. Prepare to be processed into our totally not slave labor prison. Wait, the Jaeger slave labor, hilarious. The Jaeger Jaeger shakes as a docking test.
Of course, Tony laughs.
The Jaeger shakes as a docking clamp suctions to the outside. Two lines of light spark through the top seal of the space door and cut around, smoke billowing out into the hall. The door is blown off its hinges. Basil!
What?
Dexterity check.
Oh, shit. I got a 19.
The door flies by you, but in slow motion because of the space drugs you're probably on.
I'm on a lot of space drugs.
So you're able to step out of the way. And as you look to the opening that was your door, men in armored spacesuits pour into the hallway with stun guns, zapper sticks, loop metal ropes on the ends of sticks like you would use if you were maybe trying to catch wild space turtles.
What?
You're fucked, dude.
Is your mic on?
They charge forward, and you initiate.
Oh.
Man, those dice
towers
are nice.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
I got the three. Turtles are not very dexterous.
Basil got an 18.
16.
And the captain got the 22.
Wonderful. The guards charge forward and zapstick Yertle.
Are you sure?
Yep, right into unconsciousness. Solomon, you're up next.
So I go straight for that guard man that attacked that poor, innocent, ugly, smelly turtle.
No, you should let him keep attacking him as he's passed out on the ground.
I thought about that, but I must protect my crew. I take the axe of ass splitting and attempt to split that ass. With a 26.
All right, and as we all know, there's a percentage chance to split the ass. Unfortunately, a 16 is not going to get you there. You do cut off his arm, though.
Mm.
Blood's like shooting out. The zapstick still is attached to Yertle's neck.
Well, it seems appropriate, but I will strike again, this time swinging up from below, trying to split that ass.
All right.
With a 19.
Still good. That's a 100. We're gonna take a picture of that.
Yeah, now those nerds won't know we're lying.
Split ass. Split that ass. Split that ass. Split that ass.
I like to think that the people just outside the door had no idea what the fuck is going on right now.
What are they saying?
Yes, it's a live show.
Never.
So Grundleson, your first swing was an overhead swing, and you cut the guy's arm off. Coming back around, you golf swing straight up through the butt to the brain, and then he peels apart anime style in two halves onto the floor.
I am satisfied.
Is it still tasing him, though? Is he still being tased?
Yeah, the arm's still tasing.
Good, all right. Yeah.
It's only been a second.
Yeah, I don't know how this game works.
I hope so, because you're up next.
All right, since there's a half... There's two pieces of meat on the ground?
Yes.
No,
and
there's three pieces.
Literally no money is being spent on food.
Your budget's at 100%.
Huh?
Your budget is at 100%.
Yeah, so I'm going to start harvesting the meats from this probably... It's probably his first day on the job. He's probably got family. I'm going to carve him up.
It would be disrespectful not to use it.
Well, yes, I am the demon butcher of Skeet Fleet, so I might as well. I'm going to go with nature.
I mean, you are proficient in cooking,
yes,
so add your proficiency
so
bonus.
So how does a 14 work?
You get the brain and the shoulder out.
Okay. That's pretty
around
good
the side.
For 14.
I mean...
I get two attacks? I'm going again, all
okay,
right.
Okay.
There's still a lot of good meat on that bones. I got an 18. Yes. I go for the ass meat.
You get down to the ass, but it's pretty.
I'm still going.
Juicy.
I'm doing it there.
All right. While you're still cutting, Basil's next.
All right. So I'm gonna look at the nearest fascist and shoot them with a rainbow gun.
You wind it up.
Yeah. It's clockwork.
Nice. All right. Take a shot.
That is. Oh God. Where is this? How's a 15?
15's good.
Nice.
You do your 2d8 laser damage.
All right.
We have dice towers.
You
fucking idiot. Oh, thanks.
Same total number. I deal 16 damage.
Yeah, you laser rainbow right through his throat, and he grabs it and starts falling to the floor, blood squirting out.
Nice.
That's
groovy.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
You have to keep talking to me.
You have an attack action.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna pay attention to the fight ahead of me, and I'm gonna hit my bong. what would I even roll? Nature? Is this deception?
Just do like
it's a constitution check, you jackass.
All right. Well, all right.
It could be a medicine check.
I'm too
it's
high to understand.
Yes, it depends on what part of space you're in, and if medical marijuana is legal there.
It's military grade, actually.
It's about 0.8 gravities.
Well, I got a 17 to hit the bong.
You do.
I strike it thusly.
What kind of bong is it?
It's probably harvested from some endangered space creature we found out in space.
Like a narwhal?
Yeah, in fact. Yeah.
It was already dead when we found it.
It was a baby. It's fine.
You hit it with the ship?
Natural causes.
Okay, you do that, but then from the back of the line of guards, you hear, fuck this, and a spherical black ball lobs to the air towards you. There's a white flash, it's blinding, there's smoke pouring out of it, so why not give me, dex and con checks?
Oh, Jesus. That's a critical one.
That's a critical 20.
then the 4.
Yeah, it's a botch.
Yertle?
I'm asleep.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Yeah. He was
okay.
Born a failure. He will die a failure.
Well, Salmond.
Zero.
You're up and screaming. Timu. Good night.
Yes, I got the bun. So.
Yeah. Good night. Good night. Basil, you are.
I failed my dex check horribly, but
you're blind.
Is this drugs?
Yeah. You have Crunch Wookie and Constitution.
So I've got advantage.
Yes.
All right.
It's
all right.
Looked like a 3.
Yeah. It's all right. I get like a +2. All
right. Well, you haven't had this one since space college, so
oh, shit.
You're presently surprised, but you're a little sleepy. So you're gonna go out. Salmond, you're the only one up, and you're kind of angry because they're trying to drug you.
It's supposed to make me sleep, but this just makes me angry. Everybody's sleeping when they should be doing their jobs.
Think of all the lost revenue.
Think of all the lost money to feed Sheila. I go to the nearest guard and try to split another ass. Ooh, with a 25.
You respectably split his ass. You don't get to the brain, but he's dead.
Just the brain stem.
Yeah, super dead.
Okay.
You're a super soldier.
Satisfied.
All right. The rest of the guards. Extra D20s.
Did you walk around in that all day, Dennis?
If I did, I'd be dead. I can't see anything.
You're right. Maybe tomorrow.
I would have got hit by a truck.
Well, Salmond,
You get 3 Zapstick and you're down.
Oh, I'm scared.
But, good news, you all wake up in a dingy metal room.
Yes!
Collared.
Yes!
Handcuffed.
Yes!
And naked.
College!
He's so excited.
Except for Yertle, because the pots and pans that make up his armor are welded to him, and he smells.
It's really smelly.
Really bad.
Where did you get those pots and pans from?
Oh, the new ones you bought. You don't need that. You don't fry foreskins. You just...
No, I don't.
You dehydrate them over time in my shell, and then that's what we eat. We don't need any other food, so therefore armor better.
Wait, Jeff Timu, have you been feeding us foreskins?
No.
Really?
Yes.
No wonder everything was so chewy.
Not like those Beyond foreskins.
I guess.
The imposter skin.
I can't believe it's foreskin.
Okay, anyway.
We had the big
in front
money,
of you
a lot of money.
Is a heavy metal door. A floating silver ball scans you with a beam of white light from head to toe.
Nice.
Basil, when it goes over you, there is a talk scream alarm.
Uh-oh.
And they inject you with some sobriety junk.
Whoa, man, that's not very cool.
The floor turns into a moving conveyor belt, and suddenly to the right of you is a glass-like opening where there is a guard room. You pass the guard room, and give me a perception check.
I botched.
That's because you got the fucking salt
Did
water.
Did anybody else get above a 5?
I got above a 5.
Okay, everybody, there's guards looking at a readout screen, pointing at you, laughing at you as you're, you know, put into prison. Yertle?
Yes?
There is another mutant turtle looking at you.
Oh, shit.
And he seems aggressive.
What are you doing?
Why is your tongue out?
There's another turtle. I'm trying to do the war dance to ward it off. It's for you.
Don't touch me.
That's your reflection, Yertle.
Just let him be. He'll tire himself out.
Got it, Captain.
Suddenly,
sure he went away.
You're Please. Sprayed down with a soapy substance by oscillating nozzles on the ceiling and walls.
College.
And then you're blown dry by high-velocity fans. And some nice orange onesies in your exact sizes, because you've been scanned, pop out at the end. Your cell designation is printed on the sleeve of your onesies, and the conveyor ends into a small room, which turns out to be an elevator as it lowers for what seems to be 2 floors. The walls open up into a much larger common room, filled with prisoners who are standing in clumps and groups. They jeer, yell, and threaten you as you step into the room. Hey, take a look at Turtle Boy!
Oh, hey.
We don't know him.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, look pretty good.
He also stinks.
That's the foreskins. They're cooking.
The floor lights up in a moving linear pattern that matches the color and the symbols printed on your sleeve. It's taking you to your new shell, sexy turtle, and I'll be inside your old one by the end of the night.
I mean, you don't look like you'd fit in it.
He's gonna fuck you.
Well, good luck.
He's gonna fuck you.
Shit's like Fort Knox.
You got a cloaca.
It's like a chastity belt. Only turtles.
Do you have a pressure sealed cloaca?
Only turtles are getting in here. If you hear me make the normal mating sound of a turtle, the hoo, hoo.
That's not what I hear in my room at night.
What do
it's
you
more
hear?
Like,
ah. No, it's definitely hoo.
No, it's
When I was in the Philadelphia at the zoo, it was more like,
no,
that's wrong.
You got to arch your back more.
Hold on. Are we doing this from the dude?
You're walking through the common room, following the lights, grunting at each other.
Yeah, this is in character.
I'm about 50 feet ahead of them. I don't want to be seen with any of these psychos.
That fucking noise will haunt me every night I go to sleep.
Well, luckily, outside of your cell, there's this pretty buff-looking alien dude with gray skin and tentacle hair. His jumpsuit sleeves are torn off to show his guns off. And there's an emblem of a fist, hot pink, stitched onto his chest. And he says to you,
You boys are new in town, and you better watch yourselves. We're the Pink Fist Gang, and we own you. You better bring me dessert cups in the mess hall, or you're dead.
Yeah, no,
Jesus, fuck! That turtle stinks!
Yeah, it's a foreskins. I hate to have to keep explaining this. I should probably put the sign on the shelf.
I think you
or
should stop telling everyone it's, you got the foreskins all over you.
He turns to Basil and spits in his face.
A traditional crunch cookie and greeting. Hello, brother!
You! Oh, you? You're extra dead.
I love the dead.
He leaves, wiping his face off with disappointment and regret.
It's hippie spit. It mostly is, it's like 90% patchouli oil.
All right. Checks out.
Does he get a contact high from that?
Oh, it's going to be extreme.
No, he got the sobriety sober. Meds. Sobriety meds.
Yeah, which could probably kill him. I don't think he's been sober for years.
It's only been minutes.
Oh, shit.
All right.
We've only known this cell, man, for about 3 days.
In your cell, there's only 3 beds, bunked one on top of each other in the corner. In the center of the room is what appears to be a large tin can over a wide mesh grate.
For the poop.
And that's all that's in the room.
Hmm. Mm.
Guys, I'm starting to worry. I'm remembering responsibilities that I've completely forgotten about.
That's okay. We forget responsibilities every single day.
And your accent.
I'm sober.
You sound like your father.
Listen, voice in my head. I am not my father! I dropped out of Space Community College to follow my dream of being captured by space Vikings to escape from your tyrannical rule.
Well, mission accomplished.
You better grab a bed.
Well, as the biggest, strongest, and coolest space captain of the space boat that we are on, or we're on, I will take the top bunk because I need my privacy when I am in the nighttime and I think about Sheila.
It's pretty gross.
And I also need a cushion in case I fall through the bed. I have 2 layers of cushion below me.
Just like at home?
Just like at home. Thank you, voice and head.
Well, I mean, I'll take the bottom bunk because if, you know, he, in his throes of orgasmic passion, thinking about the space cow Sheila, breaks through the bed and I'm smothered to death, hey, at least I'm not sober anymore.
I don't like you not on drugs.
Me neither.
And I'll take the corner because I have terrible erotic night terrors. And it gets pretty gross and weird, and you know, the dreams, it may sound fun, but it's not.
Did you pull this out of real life? Because I've been bunking with you.
What?
You thrash around and you scream.
Yeah, I do that in real life too. This is, you should know. But that's, I want to be alone so nobody gets sticky.
I don't need the bed. I have a cot in this shell. Got the fridge.
Hold on.
Water cooler.
Yurko, is your shell bigger on the inside?
Oh, it's way bigger. It's like a TARDIS.
What's that?
Wait, a tortoise?
Tiny man.
It's like a TARDIS!
No.
Hey. Well done.
Fucking tortoises don't count.
Gold fake, star!
Fake turtles.
See how funny you are when you're sober?
I hate it. I just like laughing.
I'd give you an inspiration point, but nah.
Ah, fuck it.
As you work out the bunk seating, you hear a soothing bing bong over the intercoms, and the cell doors slide open, on all the cells actually, and everyone walks out grabbing trays that pop out onto dispensers in the hallway, and the intercom crackles to life.
So today, we're going to be having some Salisbury steak, some rectangular pizza, and today's theme is turtles. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some nice chunky turtle soup, mm-hmm, as well as those fun little cut-out chicken nuggets, but they're all shaped like turtles, and then some salted caramel turtle, you know, dessert thing, mm-hmm, and then a nice fruit cup.
Put your shit back on.
I feel like there's a lot of turtle options at this prison cafeteria.
Yeah, Yurda, how do you feel about that?
Hold on, he's not
drunk. I'm not all the way back yet.
Yertle? Yertle?
Pretty fucking pissed.
This is the worst pleasure planet I've ever been on. Let's go.
Okay, the lunch line pushes you forward, where food is being slopped into trays in a line from behind an opening of what appears to be bullet glass. The lunch thing is a man made of rocks. They're gray, he's got an apron on, and maybe nothing else. And Salmon, you are in the front of the line, because you are the captain.
That's right. Captain always eats first. So, gorgeous, handsome, sexy Mr. Rock man or woman person?
Hey, yeah?
I would like to have, please, two servings of the turtle soup, and then I will see to it that later on, at some point, you will be blown on.
You got yourself a deal.
And he gives you two heaping scoops onto your tray.
Also a fruit cup.
And
please and thank you.
He just drops it right on top.
Delicious. Delicious fruit.
And he gives you a wink and a nod, sending you off.
Meet my friend, Timu.
Oh, hello.
Hey, kid.
I'm just happy not to be eating foreskins. I guess the pizzas. Yeah. It was pizzas, and then two slops of the turtle soup will be fine.
He gives you pizza and a fruit cup.
And what? I want the little turtle on there.
I had a special deal.
And it's, I want like, the chocolate milk.
Like silt and pebbles just seep out of him. And he gives you everything you want.
And the chocolate milk is there?
Yeah, chocolate milk is totally on the menu.
That's all I care about. And I'm going to keep going.
All right.
Do you have a straw?
Oh, they're at the end of the line.
Don't use
straws. I just go. I go and get my chocolate milk and some straws.
Basil?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, don't even, he just hands you, pulls out of your tray.
We don't use fucking straws.
Here you
There's
go.
Only two things in the universe. Gluten
free, whatever.
Straws.
Thanks, man.
Jeez.
Thank
you.
Hey.
I wasn't expecting that.
It's okay. It's okay, Timu. Everybody hates Yertle.
Yertle, you all right, man?
Nope.
What do you want to eat? That's,
I guess karma's a bitch.
Hey. You can't
Don't
just,
be a dick.
You can't just chug drinks in the lunch line. What do you want to eat?
Yeah. Just give me all the rectangular pizza and a couple fruit cups.
Pizza and a fruit cup. All right. Very inventive.
Keep drinking from a straw now.
Do we have any more straws?
I'm from a straw when I'm done with it.
All right, well, you get gold star for that joke. That was a good joke.
You all exit the line. You've got double slop on your tray, Solomon. Timu, promises of being blown on and whatever the hell you had to eat. And Basil, with your head of lettuce that you're crumpling, weirdly.
I'm just eating it.
Yertle, with your rectangle pizza and your fruit cup. Timu, the straws and everything are at the end of the line.
Yeah, no, I got slapped. I already have it.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry. Immediately to the right outside of the serving line and prime seating, get right back in the line, is the Pink Fist Gang, all happily eating double helpings of today's special, the Chunky Turtle Soup.
Yertle, you want some of this?
I heard that's what turtles eat.
What's that leader of the Pink Fist Gang eating?
Big gray dude?
Yeah, that one.
He's like three seats in.
What's he eating?
Oh, they're all eating the special. Chunky
turtle
soup.
Turtle
yeah.
Soup. Hold on 1 second.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You look disgusting.
I walk over to the Pink Fist Gang and I just drop my tray right next to the leader.
Oh, hey, round idiot. What do you want?
I rolled a 25 to dig my claws into his face like I'm burying a clutch of eggs in his eye holes, and then I fucking chew on his face.
Yeah,
I'm all the way up on him right now. Just
you are a super
gouging.
Soldier mutant turtle man, so yes, you do that. And
this is normal food. Occurrence. We see it three times a week.
The prison cafeteria erupts into chaos. Everyone starts screaming. There's alarms blaring. The Pink Fist Gang stands up and just like bar brawls. They run up to Solomon, who's about to have his first bite of turtle soup, and knocks the spoon out of his hand. Timu, can you do that for me?
Oh, shit.
And then punches him in the face.
I've been wanting to do this for years. Are we serious?
Your hands are shaking.
No.
Oh.
Solomon, he hits you, but he's unarmed and he's just a normal person, so you take one damage and you're angry.
Hmm. I really wanted to eat all of that soup.
It's now in your hair.
Well, it would be a snack for later. I punched this person square in the jaw with a 18.
I thought you were going to punch me first.
His bottom jaw comes off. His tongue's just hanging there.
Is that glass jaw?
It's glass jaw!
All right. So in that case, I want to take the jaw the rest of the way off and jam the jawbone into the eye socket.
His AC's 10.
That's going to be an 18 again.
Improvised super soldier weapon. Well, 8's more than his 5 hit points, so right into his brain with the jaw.
Yeah, teach him to take another man's soup. The audacity.
Oh, shit. Who's around me?
There's two Pink Fist guys.
All right.
One of them has got a jaw in his brain.
I'm not very about him. All right, I'm going to snap my tray in half.
The metal tray?
Give me a strength check with a DC 11.
Well, I've got to plug crit 20.
Okay, well, you snap the lunch tray in half. It's kind of jagged.
So with the one side, I'm going to jam through the gentleman's kneecaps.
Okay.
Like just straight down, severing kneecaps.
Seems unnecessary, but.
He just. Are you kidding?
At least he killed him.
This one laid eggs inside one of them. And this one just put a jaw through his own fucking head.
What is the matter with you?
Timu. Yeah. Timu, such mindless violence.
Count to 10, you.
Timu, can you please give knees a chance?
No. No.
I'm sober!
Taking away your gold star.
Austin, have another beer.
And then with the other part of the tray, I'm going to slice his Achilles tendon. With a 19.
Yeah. They're all in cloth.
Yeah, I know. They're unarmed men. Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God.
You do that. Okay. He screams. Well, he's in a lot of pain.
Job's done.
All right, Basil, how's that lettuce, dude?
Really, I'm just watching this unfold and contemplating how eating raw lettuce is awful while you're sober.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. Eventually.
Wait, hold on. Critical hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't roll for it.
I had it in my soul.
Well, we didn't wash it before we came here.
I live dangerously.
You leaf dangerously?
It's delicious.
You leaf dangerously? Is that what you said?
Oh, and my knees joke was bad.
Hey. Thank you. Well, yeah, but I said it louder.
That's how comedy works.
Okay, you easily win the open air fight because you're super Vikings, and these are people. And everyone.
Hey, Vikings are people too.
That's true.
Everyone is restrained by guards. You've got neck bolt zappers, and they've got riot shields and billy clubs, so everyone's pushed back into their cells.
It's okay, I wanted to go to bed.
An additional roll bar metal covering slides into place outside of the bars, and a voice over the intercom says, "Lockdown in effect!" Inside of your cell, there is a man wearing a white tailored suit. He has orange skin with green eye holes, and he's got, like, floopy-doopy ear balls.
Ew. What
the hell does that even mean?
Floopy-doopy.
That's a descriptor. He turns to Solomon and says, "You are certainly worthy and strong.
But how did you get in here?"
"It is unimportant, Mr. Brunson."
"It's very important.
I have a monologue to deliver to you."
"Captain, who is this guy?"
"I don't know Steve, who this guy is. He won't tell me."
"Also known as Kevin."
"Kevin?"
"Kevin?"
"Kevin."
"Who's Kevin? Is he one of our, is he with us? Is he,
I don't think I've ever known a Kevin who I haven't killed."
I've been...
"Pay attention, Mr. Grundleson. For a warrior is just a man, mm-hmm. lost in the scramble for his own gratification and a place at the table in Valhalla.
Yeah.
He can be destroyed or imprisoned.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not listening.
But if you make yourself more than just a warrior,
sure.
if you devote yourself to the cause of restoring the royal bloodline
is
to
Kevin
the throne
doing
of space,
Batman Begins right now?
Kevin, hold on, you're not listening.
Then you become something else entirely.
Yeah.
A legend, Mr. Grundleson.
Crazy.
Tomorrow, you will be released.
Wow.
And if you really want to achieve something, there's a rare blue spotted mushroom mm-hmm. that grows on the eastern slopes of the mountain.
I'm sorry, what was that, Kevin?
A rare blue spotted mushroom.
Kevin, what was that? Did you say mushroom?
It grows on the the slopes of the mountain outside the prison.
He just got his 25-minute chip. He can't have any more drugs, Kevin.
He said mushrooms and the word peak in the same paragraph. And that's all I'm focused on.
Well, if you pick one of these mushrooms, and mm-hmm. if you can carry it to the peak, then you may find who you are looking for.
Yeah
myself. Tripping my dick off. That's what I want to find.
He turns into a puddle of goop. And like slides down.
What?
Fuck. Yeah.
He glooped us.
Like Alex Mack or something. I don't know.
He glooped
Alex
us.
Alex Mack.
Is that
Alex
right?
Mack.
Yeah. Come on, Nickelodeon. And he slides down through the grate that's in the can in the center of your.
Oh,
room.
That's the poop chute.
Yeah.
You haven't used it.
Oh, he got gloopy poopy.
All the lights are cut out. And Basil, can you give me a perception? Check your crunch rookie in bonus.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hey, why is it dark and where did Kevin go?
What's my crunch rookie in bonus to what am
it's
I, what am I doing?
It's double proficiency.
For what?
Drugs.
I got a 30.
Well, you recognize the hissing sound from the grenade from the hallway.
It's over. It's over.
Purple smoke starts to seep out of the vents into your cell.
Give me yours.
Can I be asleep now?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I? I don't know. You've already been susceptible to the poison, so con check with deficiency.
With the what?
You know, whatever. Advantages.
It's not a good, it's a
bad advantage.
How is it, too?
Good night. Timu.
Ugh, don't make that gross sound.
Did you get above a 25?
I got the 4.
Okay, no.
No, I'm okay.
Above a 25, Solomon?
Oh, most definitely not.
You also pass out. Basil?
Yeah.
Your crunch rookie in constitution gives you advantage, and you had this drug before.
Meets beats, motherfucker.
All right. You're awake and probably eating your lettuce?
I left it somewhere else.
It's okay, I found it.
No.
Yes, I love lettuce!
Don't.
I'm not eating
it. Eat it from the other end.
No. Yeah, that's where it starts to get bitter. All right.
Start? This is not sweet lettuce. Nor is it the devil's lettuce.
Everyone's passed out. A few hours later, the lights come up and the screens go on. The bars open up. And two guards, you recognize them from the conveyor earlier.
What's up, dudes?
How are you awake?
About lettuce.
All right. Let me check the medical guide here. Okay, we're just going to give you one of these, and he pulls out like a 2-foot-long needle.
Please don't really do that.
And just jabs it right into your chest. Like it's a Quentin Tarantino film.
Nice.
And you're very suggestible.
Yes, I am.
Hey, man, we're here to stack the bodies onto this wheelbarrow cart thing we have.
Like Lincoln Logs or like...
However you want.
Like
stack the bodies.
All right, well, I gotta start with Yertle, because he's gonna be the base. Is this like a wagon? Guys, is this how much weight can handle?
It's a hover wagon, so thousands of pounds.
All right, we might just make it. All right, so do I get any kind of bonus for being on the
like
space drugs?
Space adrenaline?
Yeah, space adrenaline for strength checks?
If you don't roll a 1, you do it. He got a 2!
I got a 2! Yertle, you're going in the space wagon or the hover wagon, whatever it is, on your back. And next up, Timu, because I know how much he and Yertle love each other.
He is disgusting.
Not a 1.
Don't touch me.
I got 3. So I'm gonna stack them. I should have really done it side by. I don't know. I was thinking ass to mouth because Yertle's into it.
It's the first thing that pops into your head, and you're suggestible, so you do that.
Ass to mouth.
Yeah. He doesn't do that.
Oh, I do.
He doesn't.
Listen, you can't suggest anything to me because you're asleep.
You just gotta take it.
Yeah. So, Timu, your face is on Yertle's... Well, he's on his back, you said, so I guess his crotch.
We don't really know where Yertle's ass actually is, being a hybrid turtle thing. Only Jesus knows.
Space Jesus! Space Jesus!
Yeah.
All right, so then I'm gonna pick up the captain as lovingly as possible and pile drive myself into the hover wagon so that
while
he's
you're holding
on
him?
Top of me. Yes, and I get
right,
a hug.
All right,
him.
All right.
Not a 1, right?
Not a 1.
Come on.
1 in 20 chance that everything's terrible. Always.
5% chance to fuck up.
Holy shit!
What are the odds?
I got 4.
So he went 2, 3, 4.
Three, four.
He rolled 2, 3, 4 in a row. Well, that's a success because 1 is not 4. So,
it's science.
As you do that,
I've already gotten this far.
The guards just, I don't know, take like a nightstick and smash you over the head, and you pass out. Yertle.
Yes.
Since you were the first to pass out, obviously the first to wake up. So,
just like Dennis.
You snap awake in a dimly lit room. The bodies of your friends are piled on top of you. Everything is like shaking and at an angle, like you're inside of a vehicle going up a steep slope, and the room jolts to a halt, and behind you slash below you, a door opens up and light pours onto your cart. Below you is a steep...
Oh no, I'm in the shoebox like my ancestors. Wake the fuck up, we're gonna die.
The flushing is next.
The flushing is next, I swear I'm alive.
Oh, Yertle, don't tell that splinter story again. I have headache.
You all kind of like, you know, wake up because he's yelling at you, and below you is a steep hill, an icy plain, and a, you know, a tall mountain.
Okay, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out.
Basil.
You can stay.
Yeah, I'm going to get out, but I'm going to focus on the lettuce that's still in my teeth.
Oh my God. Could you, like, straw your beer in faster?
And then give me a Crunch Rookie and drug nature check.
All right. It's my regular nature check.
You, it's advantage.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, thank you. Thank you. You got me a better roll. So that'd be a 21.
You know exactly where the mushrooms are. So if you could tell everybody, because I didn't write this part.
He does this in the engine room all the time.
Hey, you guys. I know where the mushrooms are.
Mm-hmm.
It's high again.
Yeah, I'm happy again. I think. Anyway, so we're going to have to go 34 feet forward. Then we're going to take a left. Mm-hmm. We're going to do 4 cartwheels.
Yeah.
If you can't do a cartwheel, just roll on your back 7 times because it's equivalent. Crazy. Then we're going to go forward again, which is, by the way, north. And then we're going to hold hands and... No. sing Kumbaya.
Also no.
Mushrooms, that's right. Okay, so spin in a circle, and mm-hmm. we all high five. And then we close our eyes and walk backwards. Mm-hmm. We spin around again 180 degrees. Then we're going to go for about 7 minutes and 8 seconds. Then we're going to see a couple rocks. They're going to look like Hugh Hefner. Don't ask me why. And we're going to not look at them. Don't.
Perception check. Are they literally right in front of us?
About 30 feet ahead, yeah.
Yeah.
There's those rocks.
My way is better.
Yeah, you were following the mycelium, I believe?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Hey, Timo.
Yes?
I'm practically 30% mushroom at this point.
You're 30?
In my life, yeah.
Okay. Is he eating 30% of all the mushrooms in the universe?
I haven't done the math.
Okay, so I'm going to let the puppy walk around and do his cartwheels and high fives and slowly walk to kind of make it sure that we make it to the same place.
Yeah,
the
third bottle on the right, straight ahead of you, you find a rock overhang with what appears to be about 300 of these blue and white sparkling capped mushrooms.
Holy fuck.
You're pretty sure that these are the rare mushrooms that Floopy Doopy Man told you to find.
Oh, these are the rarest mushrooms. Blue meanies.
And you're supposed to take them to the peak.
All of them? No, we have to respect nature, my Viking bros. So we're gonna take half.
150 mushrooms?
Yes. Please don't pull that many magic mushrooms out of a pack.
Well, we got you all these. Never mind.
Yeah, you have a paper bag, probably. And you put 150 of the mushrooms, because you have like mushroom harvesting scissors. And it's lined with paper towels.
Yeah, it's my teeth.
With your mushrooms, you do a heckin' big climb to the peak. As the hours pass, the road turns into a narrow path winding back and forth. Gravel crunches under your shoes and pebbles bounce down the steep slopes.
Hey, voice in head.
The path turns sharply.
Hey, voice in head. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be eating these mushrooms.
Okay.
As we walk.
You've been walking for probably a few miles on like a 45-degree slope, so how many are left? D10.
6.
Out of 150?
I don't do math puzzles.
Okay,
it seems like a lot.
Basil is asleep. He passes out.
Bye, Basil!
Who knew a Crunch Wookiee could get so high?
Literally everyone.
Anybody gonna pick him up? Or?
Oh yeah, sorry, I'll pick him up.
Nah, we'll leave him on the cliff to die.
Well, okay, so...
It is the Space Viking way.
He fell face forward into the snow. There's what appears to be a frozen figure of a man holding some kind of box in his hand. In a heroic gesture like the comic book guy. Anyway.
The thinker.
Yes, sure. He's got a box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a shape on the box?
You were picking up Basil?
Yes, I picked him up with a 15.
Okay.
And I tuck his bag in the mushroom bag, yeah?
Yeah, it's a brown paper bag with six mushrooms in it, apparently.
It's wet. All right. Well, fine. I'll just tuck it into my pants.
Okay. Going forward, you find a worn set of carved stairs that have been cut into the mountainside. They zigzag back and forth until they crest over a ridge and reveal a stone and metal building built onto the slopes of the peak. It's got, like, you know, Moscow Kremlin-y dome ceiling things, if that makes any sense.
No. And,
yeah. You have no imagination. And you stand before a double wooden door with carved paneling and circular designs carved into the stone and metal all around it. There's two large knockers are hanging on the door.
No. No. No! You smell so bad. Like, not your Dennis. You smell awful. Don't touch me.
Out of character.
I don't think you showered since Tuesday.
All right. He's been wearing that for a week.
So you're in front of this door.
What?
You're in front of a door with the knockers.
Tell them to knock those knockers.
As the captain, I go up and knock upon the knockers.
Well, you bang on those knockers, and the door opens. Snow gusting in behind you, snuffing out a few candles from the many lit tiered brass stands just inside the hallway. And from around the corner, ahead of you, strides an incredibly tall and muscular man.
Who are you?
He has.
He's the man who came not yesterday. I ordered it from the Spencer Hut and it didn't happen. Who are you? Who are you?
Where'd his clothes go?
You said he was buff?
Yeah. Yeah, man. He's got long blonde hair, world-class pecs, and a fur robe that goes all the way up.
Shit, that ripped, apparently.
Yeah, he's very fit, according to most people of space.
Okay, I believe it. I feel better about myself now.
Have you ever seen the film Wall-E?
Wall-E?
Yes, he's very ripped.
Hands raised and welcome, he says to you.
Welcome to my glorious royal apartment. I am the king of space. If you wish for the Wi-Fi password, please just ask. There are beers in the mini fridge. Please only drink the ones labeled king of space. For I live with a man from Cary, Indiana. And he is very upsettable.
Mm-hmm. No, listen.
Mm-hmm.
No.
King of space.
Who are you?
Ah, king of space. I'm the king of space. This is my apartment.
You perceive a crunch Wookiean over the shoulder of
I
one
see
of
you have a hippie.
Yes?
Take him to the room in the back full of bags of beans.
Bees?
Beans.
Bags of bees.
Beans.
Why would you put bees in the bag?
Beans.
It's very dangerous.
They
to
come
just
out
have
of
bags
the earth.
Of bees sitting around.
You can bake them.
Baked bees.
You shuck them.
You shuck the bees.
Yes, beans. Legumes.
I think. Oh, those beans.
Frijoles.
Timo, I think he's talking about lentils.
No,
I'm not
right.
Sure if that's a type of bean or not, but I've been stuck in this apartment for quite a while.
No,
about three galactic cycles.
No,
how long
good.
Is a galactic cycle?
It's about a year.
Wow. That's not very long.
Yeah, I don't think it's important. Either.
Well, you've interrupted my space video gaming. I was playing Castle Battle.
All right, so the room with the bees is this way?
Yes, all the way in the back. It's got the fuzzy carpet, okay. And the neon lights, and the lava lamps, and the disco ball. Mario Speedwagon is constantly playing.
All right, do you mind? All right, so I'm going to make my way to deposit Basil? Yeah, Basil.
Yeah, take your hippie into the back bean room.
It's a bees room, yeah.
But please, be quiet. The man from Cary, Indiana sweeps during the day.
Yeah, no, it seems like you have good relationship with your roommate.
Also, normal space people, do you have any idea what the wood rent is? Do you know what it is? What is it? What is it?
I think
you need to respond to me, I'm your king. What is it? Tell me what it is. Don't talk over me, but what is it? What?
I'm pretty sure it's a Broadway musical from 1994.
I don't understand what you're saying. What is a musical?
Anyway, he keeps asking me for 525,600
space bucks. How do you measure rent for a year?
Apparently, in whatever
daylight
that is.
And sunsets. Cups of coffee.
I don't know what you're doing. You're doing a bit.
Get him started on fucking musicals. We found it last time. We found him naked, head shaved, singing. You know.
About my angry inch.
Dream or something. You tore out your own teeth in the space hole.
You're all uncultured.
Are we doing a bit?
Yes.
Just a bit right
all
now.
All that is true.
Take the hippie into the bagged bean room.
All right, I'm sorry. Let
join me in the foyer.
The basil's not alert.
So my television is.
The king of space leads you, cold, shaking, hungry because
you
never ate since lunch.
No, the cold didn't bother me anyway.
And apparently, and tripping. There's a refrigerator in the corner of his dimly lit den. He puts his headset back on.
It's already on. Sorry, I'm already wearing it.
Sits on his couch to play what he was playing, Castle Evening.
I don't know.
Timu throws Basil into a beanbag chair.
Yes, very lightly.
Hey, so if you guys want anything to drink, you know, I've got like Zima. I have a couple Smirnoff Ice, can of Bush. I've got the Bud Light with Clamato.
Do you have any Oddball Brewery? Sorry, shameless plug, they're a sponsor right now.
We do, we have four kinds. There's a lager, there's a brown ale, there's a double IPA, there's an IPA.
That sounds like a lot of choices.
And there's more. Finally met up.
Live an odd life.
That's mine.
Live an odd life, guys.
Anyway, voice and hair.
You may not have my PBR. It is mine. It is the Royal Vintage. It won the blue ribbon.
Did you take it to Space Fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also have a hot seltzer and a coffee drink now, and they're actually they're actually really good. They're really good. The coffee drinks.
They're not a sponsor. What are you doing?
But we believe in that product.
I believe in people.
So yeah, I mean, you guys are. You've got a bag of mushrooms and you're there to meet the Space King. There's been a whole setup of a storyline.
Oh, that's right, sir.
I'm going to play my game. I'm going to roll super well. I got the 4. So, of course, I'm winning.
You turn on your console.
The first step of winning is turning on the console. I'm victorious again.
So, King of Space, what are you king of currently?
I am king of this couch. Well, only half of it, as you can see, there's duct tape lining the other half. You can also see the outline of my body with Dorito dust.
Sound like you're more a prince of nothing?
I'm a king of space.
You're a king of couch, yeah.
Makes, space couch.
Makes lots of sense. But we're wasting precious time. We had a man named Kevin with floopy doopy earballs on his head somewhere.
Did you say Kevin?
Yeah, he had orange skin and green eye holes, and he talked a lot. I did not listen to what he said, but Basil said something about some mushrooms, and we found them to bring them to you. And here we are. We also have a message for the former King of Space, now the Prince of Nothing, on the rainbow board on our ship.
Are you done?
I could go on for a little bit longer, but I know
that
I'm not even listening to myself anymore.
Normally, my advisors do this kind of stuff, and I don't really pay attention, but I don't have them anymore because I am deposed by the democratically elected representatives of space.
Yes, I also talk a lot when I get uncomfortable.
So Kevin, good friend of mine, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we got these mushrooms
things.
For you.
Stop talking, I'm your king. Wait. Look at me. Show me your beard. Show me your beard more. More. Show me inside the beard.
I think I need to get a new job.
Are you a Grundleson? This is a question. Are you a Grundleson?
Well, like the King of Space told me not to talk anymore, so I stopped talking.
No, you will respond to my questions for King of Space, but if I tell you to be quiet, then you be quiet, but if you don't, then I...
It's a lot of instructions.
Yes!
He's so convoluted and confusing that he is confused himself.
Quit your blabbling! I can see the line of your grundles back to the beginning.
I can see your father, the Grundle Dad. Mm. I can see you, the Grundle Son. Mm. I can see your great grandfather, the great grand Grundle, Grundle Grundle.
Mm-hmm. A lot of grumbles.
And bid, like, do call, bid me join them in Valhalla where the brave live forever. Thank you, 13th Warrior reference. Thank you. So you came on behest of Kevin with mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I assume to put me back into my rightful throne where I belong, where
Crazy.
I can put my iron fist deep into the governing body of the space, galaxy, universe, whatever it is. I don't really know any of these things. I'm just a king. Mm. I make rules. Other people kind of enact them.
Sure.
Does he never listen?
Is he done talking?
So here's the mushrooms that we've been trying to give
okay, yes, yeah, thank you.
25 fucking minutes.
Yes, yeah, please give them to me.
There's only six.
Six is
left,
enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the royal number.
They'll still activate your royal spacecraft.
Well, I mean, I guess if you guys want to, we can play some video games.
Not really.
Card of Mario.
No.
Caliber of Souls.
No.
Duty of Call.
No.
Do you guys want to yell
are
at each other as
fucking games backwards? That's...
I'm sorry. Would you like to yell at each other as we play Overcooked 2?
No, the game ruins for freaking friendship.
No, I've been there, done that.
We already yell at each other over kitchen stuff.
I don't like to be in the kitchen with these fucking idiots. And I think we've got more important things to do, Space King.
All right, I'll pause my video game, and I guess we'll go to my royal yacht rocket.
Great, yeah.
All right, okay, so come with like me.
Come with me, yes.
Come
the
with
king
me
of space
if you want to
live. Fly through space. The king of space leads you back to the atrium. He pulls a book off of the shelf. It's labeled Secret Staircases for Dummies. He plays a key on his piano. Bing, bong. And the bookshelf swings open, and a spiral staircase leads upwards.
Oh, weird, the secret staircase.
At the top of the staircase, there's a hatch that opens up. There's wind blowing, sending snow and sleet by you. And the top of the nearest dome on the building opens up like a silo. And Space Vikings, the Eger Jaeger, rises up out of the building, steam hissing.
Behold my beautiful spacecraft. I bought it on the open market very recently.
Timu.
I call it the Yacht Rocket. Sheep.
Timu, is that not the Eger
no,
Jaeger?
No, that's the Eger Jaeger. I think it's probably got in pounds when we went to prison, and maybe he picked it up on Liz Craig or whatever he says backwards.
But why did he paint it candy apple red?
It's my favorite color, and red things go faster. I learned this in Warhammer. Also, I put a naked lady on it, or at least I assume it's a naked lady. I'm not entirely sure about anatomy of any kind of creature.
Do you think the king of space has ever seen a naked woman?
I've seen so many. But you wouldn't know them. They'll live in Canada.
King of space, your spacecraft is, of course, password protected.
That's right. No one look at me as I input my password. Oh, listen, because I can't type the numbers without saying them.
Mm-hmm.
So 8-0-0-8-1-3-5.
It's just boobies.
How do you know my royal passcode?
It's every second grader's passcode.
How
what is a grade?
It's like a cheese.
Huh?
Well,
second cheese.
No. After he inputs his password, the doors open up. Inside of a felt-lined red carpet luxury interior, there's a golden pilot's throne with a diamond-studded flight stick. In a square around the flight throne are four crash beanbags that the king of space gestures for you to lay upon.
Go up to the throne, as is the captain's chair.
Do not touch my seat. That is mine, for I own this ship, and you have never seen it before in your life.
I'm going to touch it.
Don't do that. You will sit upon the golden bagged beans, for
like
they are not just bagged beans.
Do not like to sit on bees. I'm going to touch the throne.
They are state-of-the-art, pressure-reducing, comfort and support grid bean bags, which adapt to your body to dynamically reduce all your pressure points.
We're
it spoons you just right. It also gloriously dissipates body heat with its cooling airflow so you don't sweat. And of course, comes with a motion-isolating dynamic response which effortlessly isolates motion so your puny body is barely affected by the G's of takeoff.
Why did his voice change?
Yes, the HMS Doobie Mothership Connection is a luxury yacht rocket by every definition. All this can be yours for the low, low price of 525,600
space bucks! Yes!
Sorry, that just kind of comes out of me when I start talking about it.
I will sing Rent with you any day of the week.
What are you talking about?
Did the King of Space have a stroke? What is going on? I wasn't listening.
Do you smell toast?
No.
Do you smell toads?
Toes? I smell Timu.
And you smell mushrooms.
Timu? No.
No, I smell you in your fear.
I always sweat.
Also, I rub foreskins on him while he's sleeping.
Oh, that's the scent.
What? Where am I?
Wait. I don't want to know. Take your seats. Actually, no. Grandelson. Here.
Yeah.
Take the mushrooms.
Okay.
Put them in the mushroom receptacle.
Got it.
Listen.
All right. Timu.
Yes.
Activate the Odin system.
Okay.
Yurtul, be quiet.
Hey. Odin, can you hear me?
Odin system online.
Odin, can you see me?
Odin system online.
Odin, can you find me the right way?
No.
To get the Space King back home.
Yes.
That is Broadway, yes.
Stupid.
No, you're dumb.
The King of Space slips a line of switches on his throne and begins the launch sequence. 10, 9, 8,
dot, 2, 1,
engage. You are pressed against your beanbags, and the rocket shoots out of the atmosphere of the planet.
Your puny bodies experience the G's, but I do not, because I'm King of Space.
After a short pause, the stars turn into lines that start to swirl into a blue cascading light. You know, like the Millennium Falcon.
Odin, we can't take the regular play, the regular line down space.
Odin system online.
Yes, I understand this. I heard this before. Wait, say it again.
Odin system online.
I like when you say it like that.
That's the only words he knows in English. It is his third language. They give him a small break.
What are his other languages?
Well, obviously Finnish.
Okay.
Are you?
Are you done?
Oh, yeah. I guess it could be done.
All right, anyway, Odin, please take us down the old path roads.
Never learned his third language.
The ones that we shut down with my ancestors. Awoke an ancient evil. Something so great. Even. Space monarchy? I don't. Space kings! Can't deal with.
Suddenly, as you jump into the old roads, alarm bells blare. Impact approaching.
Odin.
Impact approaching.
Odin, what is approaching us?
Life form, unrecognized. Designation, Leviathan.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
There's a slam and a hull breach. Suddenly, in the far wall of the throne, what appears to be a large orange beak punctures through and begins snapping. The display screen right in front of the throne changes to third-person outside view, of course, and you can see what appears to be a black and yellow iridescent hairy space squid octopus thing wrapped around your ship.
Oh, this is where he gets all of his bees. He used the miniaturization ray on the ship to make a bag of bees.
Beans.
No, oh, he's right
what,
there.
What? Get it off.
That's a joke.
Get it off the ship.
You must remove its squiddy bits from inside out. And the beak snaps at you.
All right, then I'm going to need you guys to say something bad about turtles. Come on.
That's kind of a compliment.
That's strong enough.
The turtles all really enjoy the Jonas Brothers.
Donatello's the most overrated Ninja Turtle of all time.
All right.
And Raphael doesn't get the fucking respect he deserves.
You're full of shit, and Michelangelo's the best. I run into the maw of whatever the fuck that is, Spacetopus.
Spacetopus?
Yeah, just screaming.
All right. Yertle screeches.
Yep,
that was bad.
And dives into the snapping maw of the Spacetopus down the biscuit's slimy throat.
I thought that was Sheila. It was Spacetopus.
No, that's the space puss.
Oh, sorry, you get confused.
There's a sound as he disappears into the belly of the beast. He didn't appear to arm himself or anything. So.
I'm armed. Don't worry about it.
He has arms.
Yeah, well, at least we got rid of him.
That's right. It's a win-win, because if he dies, it's fine. And if he saves us, we'll...
Then we're also fine.
Yeah, but we'll probably give you the credit.
Yeah, as captain of the spaceboat.
So, like, should we just go in after him, or just see how it goes for, like, I don't know, 5 minutes?
Yeah, we should probably wait about 5 minutes, maybe get some weaponry or something.
Arm ourselves and get ready to take down the Leviathan.
As you mumble, the king of space flicks a switch on his throne and hatches pop open on the ceiling, walls, and floor.
Oh, is this the armory?
Yeah. Stands of weapons of every imaginable type.
Behold, weapons. They came with the vessel.
They just pop out of the cockpit.
Grandel. Grandelson. Would you like a weapon?
Well, I would like to take that thing that looks suspiciously like the axe of ass splitting, but somebody painted it candy apple red.
Well, it's actually known as the halberd of gluteus separation, but you may have it.
Yes, I will take that. And also that thing that looks suspiciously like the Gungnir cannon.
It is a Gungnir cannon.
I will take that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with chainsaw fingers. There's tiny chainsaws on your gloves.
Timu, what do you got?
The jump rope made of lasers. Is that something we got?
Yeah, that's a weapon that you have.
Yes, I know, because it's mine. And we're on our own fucking spaceships.
God forbid you miss a jump.
Timu, be careful. Last time you tried to play double dutch with that, you chop off your foot.
Yes, that's fine. I've got another.
We had to go steal another foot.
As you arm yourselves, the lights of the cabin begin to flicker wildly. Mm. And then the light of panel above you flicks on and off. And the next one in front of it, on and off, in a pattern towards the beak of the monster. It screeches at you.
I feel like the lights are telling us where to go for the plot.
All right, well, I'm going to take I'll take the jump rope and cut it. Oh, I fucking critted. All right, so look, I'm going to take my jump rope. Got a good swing, you know, couple in. Foot in, foot out.
Yeah.
Cut the fucking beak right off the goddamn thing. I mean, I crit on it, so what happened?
Yeah. Yes.
Those are the rules.
Those are the only rules
that's,
I know.
That's how Botch plays, so yes.
And then I'm going to pencil dive down the beakless throat of Leviathan.
The what?
The Leviathan.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
No, don't worry about it. Let's keep going.
You seem to be mumbling.
No, it's fine. I can say it.
When you're trying to say Leviathan.
Translation is weird in space Vikings.
Okay.
Everybody else? Following suit?
I'm not going to use the jump rope. I'm just going to walk in.
Yep.
Like a normal space king.
Jump down like it's a log flume. Arms back, feet forward.
Yeah. Right through. Inside the space puss.
Ooh,
space puss, excuse me.
That's Sheila. That's Sheila.
Sheila?
Get it right.
Shame on me.
Voice in our heads.
Voice in head, why are you making me think these things right now? Have more important things to think about than my wife?
Inside the space to puss is dark. There are white flecks of what appear to be snow all around you, except they're floating up from the ground. They're paper thin, about a foot across. And when you touch them, they sizzle and disappear.
Looks like my dandruff. Oh, sorry.
It looks like my dandruff.
Ahead of you, about 50 feet, you can see Yertle, the turtle rider, scratching and biting the wall, screaming. Every time he scratches and bites the wall, there's a resonating from the space octopus.
Does it seem like Yertle's accomplishing anything?
No. It's very viscous. He's just kind of like sliding through the stomach wall.
It's like clawing a wall made of tapioca pudding.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Michelangelo's good. So is Donatello. Fuck Raphael.
No, you're a fucking monster. And so are you, whoever said that. Raphael's the greatest, but that's okay.
Amen. Mikey.
Pizza. Anyway, continue.
Cowabunga.
You're in the stomach of the beast.
Oh, hey, guys.
You're supposed to kill it.
How do you think we should get rid of these squibbity bits?
Well, we got the Gungnir cannon, yeah?
We can just shoot them.
We got the Gungnir cannon.
So aim it where Yurtel is and just...
Should I wait for him to get out of the way or just use the cannon?
You just aim it a little to the right.
You should roll for it.
You don't know what we're talking about.
Or you can take a step to the right.
Voice and head, high or low?
High.
Fire it directly toward Yurtle the turtle to get the squiddy bits.
Yurtle?
Yes.
Don't like when you high or low?
Motherfucker.
It's not fun, is it, dickhead?
Let's go low.
Take a fucking limb off of it, please.
I heard a low.
I heard the low.
Final answer?
Sure.
Yurtle, you slip on the biscuit substance just as the Gungnir cannon fires.
Boo!
I rolled a 4. I'm sorry.
Dismember him.
4 is less than 50.
It is. That's math.
The cannon breaks through the gooey rainbow. The cannon breaks through, and a gooey rainbow pattern starts gushing through the breach. The rainbow picks up speed and coats everything inside the cavernous gut of the beast, including our intrepid heroes. It climbs up your legs, torsos, coats your arms, and eventually goes down your throats. It tastes like a Bud Light lime. Suddenly, everything turns white, and behind you, you can hear the fully whole beak of the space octopus snapping outside in the darkness. And you are rapidly approaching a red speck in the void.
Wonder
as you get closer,
Basil feels.
You can see that this red speck looks exactly like the HMS Doobie Ship. But undamaged. The beak suddenly punctures through the wall of the rocket, and you are thrown into the squishy wall of the spacetopus. Moments later, another Yurtle shoots through the breach and straight into the wall across from you, yelling, biting, screaming, saying something about Michelangelo, I assume. And,
Damn, that's a sexy turtle.
Yeah,
are we in some kind of time loop?
Again. A time warp?
A time warp.
I remember the time warp.
It's astonishing.
Maybe we
time
should take...
Time is fleeting.
I don't remember
space
that time
warp. Space madness takes its toll. No.
Maybe we should take a step to the left so that the turtle man doesn't see us. And then a step to the right when he gets into our field of vision.
Well, if you tuck your knees in tight...
Why would we do that?
I don't... All right, you're right. I'm just trying to pelvic thrust my way back to my original timeline.
The rest of you pop through as you're talking about stepping to the left and to the right. And you are going back in?
Yes.
Yeah, we exit the space to puss.
You exit the space to puss, coated in mucus, and the now beakless space to puss detaches, leaving a hole inside of your hull.
Yeah, it's probably better if we don't think about those poor assholes that went in there.
They were not us, they were past us. And past us, not us, so now we're here. Space. No.
Yes,
that fix the paradox?
What's a paradox?
Alright, it does, don't worry.
Like Doc Paradox.
Approaching destination.
Oh. This is my moment. Odin, seal the hole in the vessel. Odin, do we have a lock on target?
Clearing the landing pad.
Fire.
Executing order Shrifty 6, targeting democratically elected representatives of space transport ships. Pew, 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 pew. You hear the lasers of your spaceship and the explosions as you exit the hyperjump. The ship lands, and the king of space descends past the smoldering wreckage of the landing pad towards the houses of government. There is a podium at the top of the stairs, and the mic is hot.
Is this on? Do I have a sound guy? Is anyone here?
Yes, Scott.
He says yes.
He said yes.
Oh. Yes, Scott, yes.
Thank you, my royal sound man, Scott. I would be nothing without you. Now, these guys are still nothing, but I would be nothing without him.
They'll steal nothing.
Where's your crown?
They took it from me when they decided to democratically elect all their own representatives and remove the monarchy because I was controlling them. Please don't bring it up. It's kind of a sore subject. Anyway. Hello. Oh, hello, my loyal subjects. Rejoice. For I have returned. Having dealt with the troublesome democratically elected representatives of space, I once again permit you to gaze upon my sumptuous beauty and my system of governance. The Kingdom of Space must thank these battle-hardened statesmen and practiced warriors known as the Space Vikings.
Yes.
You're pretty good.
Space Vikings.
Without their metal and their drive for complete and utter domination of their goals, I would not...
Oh, God, the lettuce is coming up.
A royal good bless you to you, Space King.
Sorry, I was giving some lettuce. I would not have reascended to this mighty throne, and you, lowly peasants, would never have gazed upon my luxuriousness again.
Isn't he glorious? Isn't he glorious?
Do not touch my royal nipples. But now, I have returned and order must be restored to the galaxy. Without discussion or focus groups.
Sorry, I got PBR.
I officially reinstate all laws I enacted during my previous tenure as Space King. Starting in, let's see, like 5 minutes.
No.
Unfortunately, it's you guys.
Yes, and my new friend.
This means that you are now wanted criminals for acts of vigilantism.
Wait, what?
Wanton
what?
Violence.
What?
General pillaging.
Well.
Probably a few dozen counts of flying under the influence.
Just one time.
Assassination of innocent, democratically elected representatives.
Hold on, motherfucker.
And let's go ahead and throw in tax evasion just to keep things spicy.
This is complete fucking bullshit, Space King. You have not made a powerful enemy, but a very annoying one. No, Jonathan Larson frowns upon you, Space King.
So before I retire to my royal harem,
which is what only friends do,
that can only be described
fucking hell. Fuck you!
As a...
You piece of shit!
A brothel where I commit things like sexy Jenga and look for my crown probably in the bathroom. Don't listen to him. I have a new law that must be enacted immediately. I, the King of Space, is exempt from all forms of rent payment. The man from Gary, Indiana, is rehanding me for my share of the 525,600 space bucks.
No, fuck you! You don't get to do a rent bit right now, you cuck! Fuck shit! You don't get to do
I'm
that!
I'm sorry, who's King of Space and who's just a criminal?
A smooth criminal.
He doesn't seem very smooth, he seems very angry. Whatever. But anyway, I don't want to pay rent, so, you know, if the man from Gary, Indiana gives you a call, please don't answer. He's a very angry man. All right. I'm going to go back to my room.
And you know, that's where we're going to call it. So, thanks so much for coming out. Welcome back, Philip.
Botch Podcast was brought to you live, part... In our sponsors, Oddball Brewery, Life is Too Strange to Just Drink Beer, Live an Odd Life, Drink an Odd Beer, Oddball Brewery. Dice were provided by Norse Foundry. You don't die when you roll a critical one, you ascend to Valhalla. And the Dice Towers provided by Elderwood Academy. Though this wood may be elder, these towers will stand erect forever. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. Thanks to our executive producers,
Big Jim, Black Gary, Josh Stigden, Zucari, He Who Is Steve, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., I Muted Toby, Chronic Ejaculation, and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to be one of those awesome patrons, head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and help support the show, like our newest patron, Ryan Borton. And please head on over to the DragonCon app and leave us a 5-star review.
Also, iTunes is great.
Thanks to Gozer for our intro and outro music. Thank you to Scott Moore for doing our fucking sound. Thank you to Emily Swan for all our beautiful art. More of that over at swannamedemily.com. And we'll be selling merch in the back after the show if you want. But as always...
When you wake up in a strange man's apartment and hang out with a man from Gary, Indiana, and he turns out to be a pretty cool dude, say botched, and we'll beer you.
We'll see you next year, nerds. Thank you.
I also have booze for people. Come on up. If you want alcohol, we have some.
Who wants to drink with the King of Space?
Do we have a bottle?
We do.
Right here. Oh. Also, we're selling merchandise.
The King of Space does not care about the direction the father cast.
He wasn't here for that. I, you're, 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 you're.